hair is kinky. My nose is white. My skin is technicolor. I won't apologize. You peep my aura. You love the glow. Before you touch my shine, just know.
Bidding a good morning to you all, I'm Jerry Goodfriend, welcoming you to Folk Directions, a program of music based in and influenced by tradition, here on CKUT Radio, 90.3 FM in Montreal, streamed and archived on the World Wide Web at ckutfolk.com. 24th of this month's Thursdays, the 23rd of September, 2021, opening today's show with a medley of The Boys of Wexford, Scotland the Brave, and Come Dance and Sing, New York's Bill Spence, who died 2019, with Fenig's All-Star String Band on the front hall recording The Hammered Dulcimer. Welcome once again to Folk Directions, pre-recorded, and here until 11 o'clock. It's 9:05, and the station continues in lockdown. In the first set of today's show, Katie Moore, Bob Dylan.
Thank you. Jack of Hearts. says she was fair skinned and precious as a child. She did whatever she had to do. She had that certain flash every time she smiled. She had come away from a broken home and lots of strange affairs, with men in every walk of life, which took her everywhere. But she never met anyone quite like the Jack of Hearts. The hanging judge came in unnoticed and was being wined and dined. The drilling in the wall kept up, but no one seemed to pay it any mind. It was known all around that Lily had Jim's ring, and nothing would ever come between Lily and the king. No, nothing ever would, except maybe the Jack of Hearts. Rosemary started drinking hard and seeing her reflection in the knife. She was tired of the attention, tired of playing the role of Big Jim's wife. She had done a lot of bad things, even once tried suicide. Was looking to do just one good deed before she died. She was gazing to the future, riding on the Jack of Hearts. Lily took her dress off, married it away. Your luck ran out, she laughed at him. Well, I guess you must have known it would someday. Be careful not to touch the wall, there's a brand new coat of paint. I'm glad to see you're still alive, you're looking like a saint. Down the hallway, footsteps were coming for the Jack of Hearts. The backstage manager was pacing all around by his chair. There's something funny going on, he said, I can just feel it in the air. He went to get the hanging judge, but the hanging judge was drunk. As the leading actor hurried by in the costume of a monk, there was no actor anywhere better than the Jack of Hearts. No one knew the circumstance, but they say that it happened pretty quick. The door to the dressing room burst open and a cold revolver clicked. And Big Jim was standing there, you couldn't say surprised. Rosemary right beside him, steady in her eyes. She was with Big Jim, but she was leaning to the Jack of Hearts. Two doors down, the boys finally made it through the wall. Cleaned out the bank safe, it said they got off with quite a haul. In the darkness by the riverbed, they waited on the ground for one more member who had business back in town. For they couldn't go no further without the Jack of Hearts. The next day was hanging day, the sky was overcast and black. Big Jim lay covered up, killed by a penknife in the back. And Rosemary on the gallows, she didn't even blink. The hanging judge was sober, he hadn't had a drink. The only person on the scene missing was the Jack of Hearts. The cabaret was empty now, a sign said closed for repair. Lily had already taken all of the dye out of her hair. She was thinking about her father, who she very rarely saw. Thinking about Rosemary and thinking about the law. But most of all, she was thinking about the Jack of Hearts.
Lily Rosemary and the Jack of Hearts, Bob Dylan from Blood on the Tracks on Columbia. Montreal-based Katie Moore, joined in harmony and on bass by Andrew Horton, began the set with Sun Don't Know on her Borealis recording, Only Thing Worse. You're tuned to Radio CKUT, 90.3 FM in Montreal, and on the World Wide Web at ckutfolk.com. In the next set, Nora Jane Struthers, Sid Selvage, Diana Jones.
When I was a child, this forest was thick. The chestnut trees covered this Blue Ridge Mountain. And in the fall, we'd go out and gather the birds right from the ground. Then we'd take them to town, 25 cents a pound, to buy our new shoes. Now canvas tent out, sawed into planks, all the trees that remained, for they were dead just the same, whether they tore them down. Now I'm old, my hair's gone gray, and the trees are all gone. We've hauled them away, life will never be the same. As we cleared out the dead, the forest floor bloodied with bark brownish red. A branch line was built alongside this creek, but as they finished the job, even the ties were torn up and loaded on top as the train rolled away.
One she calls her own. call her home. And when she starts kissing, make a poor man leave his home. No, she do a little of that. She do a little, listen to mama, she do a little of that. When she puts on steam, make a freight train jump his tracks. Sweet as she can be, she's long and tall, half as sweet as she can be. To satisfy that woman takes more than a bumblebee.
Life made you humble, all the living and dying, the coming and going, and the way we keep trying. Time wore you down, longer nights came around, and where the edges were harder, the days made you softer. Born in a blaze of glory, determined to write every word, every line. Sundown, you had everything, woke up to nothing. It all slipped away when you were in. Now you wish you could sleep one more night in that peace with the one that you love breathing beside you. Born in a blaze of glory, determined to write your own story. You as it finds us all, but with a twist and a turn, before the curtain falls, you were born in a blaze of glory, determined to write every word, every line of your story. All the living and dying, the coming and going, and the way we keep trying, and the way we keep trying.
Nashville-based Diana Jones from Song to a Refugee on Proper. Ahead of her, Mississippi's Sid Selvage, who died 2013, singing Arietta May's Long Tall Mama on his album on Archer, A Little Bit of Rain. And beginning the set with The Blight, Sarah Jane Struthers on her self-titled recording.
Sarah's excited to celebrate her birthday at a restaurant. She's thought about it all week. She invited her friends. She got a new dress. She went to the restaurant. She wasn't allowed in the restaurant. She had to put away her new dress. She couldn't see her friends. And she thought about it all week.
Don't wait until it hits you. Get vaccinated. A vaccination passport is now required to enter certain public spaces. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
It's 9:32, and I'm Jerry Goodfriend bringing you Folk Directions pre-recorded on CKUT Radio, 90.3 FM in Montreal. Today's show will be archived online at ckut.ca following this broadcast. The Folk Directions website will contain a link to that archive as well as the playlist for it. If you're not able to tune in on any given Thursday morning, shows going back 4 months are available for listening on the Listen page at ckutfolk.com. Coming up in the third set, Della May, John McCutcheon, Ladies of the Canyon.
Dice, followed the promise of a better life. Now I work at the factory on the third shift while my kids sleep. They say our job's a necessity, then turn the lock and hide the key. They call us heroes on the killing floor, but a day off is something that I can't afford. We can't go back to the way it was before. Well, some profit off the ones who just endure. We all know what's broken won't get fixed by wishing and hoping. We can't just go back to the way it was before. And when he gave me away, oh how he cried. And in the spring we said we've got big news to share. He said I'll get some wine along the way somewhere. You always think it happens in another town till someone pulls a gun and shots ring out. Now there's a hole in our family and a granddaughter on the way he'll never meet. We can't go back to the way it was before. Afraid to go to school or to a grocery store. We all know it needs repair, won't get fixed by thoughts and prayers. We can't just go back to the way it was before. Screen. Another black man crying out that he can't breathe. Why am I surprised that it's happening again? Isn't this the way it's always been? It don't even matter if there was a crime. The system works exactly how it was designed. And the indifference is so deeply ingrained. That means I'm the one that needs to make a change. We can't go back to the way it was before. The injustice can no longer be ignored.
tucked the small seed in the dirt, stood up and wiped his brow. Looked back on the short roll as the light was fading now. He labored in the hot sun as long as day allowed, but now he's done. With his hope on the shoulder, he heads again for home, tracing the worn path past the promises he's sown. Surrounded by the future, never felt so alone as anyone. And he thinks back on the winter wheat as far as I could see. Born in Jude, this Kansas dirt where he was meant to be. Never felt so captive, never felt so free. Ain't no denying. He worked those hungry acres long as he could. He hoped the kids might love it, but he knew they never would. Now it's a backyard and a garden in a Winfield neighborhood, but he's still trying. He'll be a farmer till his dying day. Can't think of himself in any other way. On the far side of this bridge, between his first cry and the clay, he stands there thinking. Scrubs the land's dregs down the drain. Hoping there is some small part of life that might remain. Still he worries about the market price. He worries about the rain every day. But he's got no regrets, and he ain't the kind of more. Struggling at the stove, he opens up a can of corn that was grown 5,000 miles from the place where he was born. And he starts to pray. He'll be a farmer to his dying day. Can't think of himself in any other way. On the far side of this bridge, between his first cry and the clay, stands there thinking. Tucked the small seed in the dirt, stood up and wiped his brow. Looked back on the short row as the light was fading down. Labor in the hot sun as long as life allowed.
That's just how things stay. Thought I'd make my life worth something. I would try to leave my mark. So I packed up all my bags and headed south. City ate up all my money, left me hard up to get by. I turn my body to the night. I am sister, I am daughter to the people of the sun. Western plains have been my core, memory lost by everyone. Seeking fortune or fame, but I'd settle for my name on these boats to get back home. Feathers falling on the rock, dust and smoke and golden crops. Looking back at what's forgot, she's a lot like me. When I ride to the edge of town, wear the sunrise like a crown. Every morning standing proud to greet the day. It's too late to feel this way. One chance now to lay me down with a face beyond the crowd. Southern fury on my brow. I am sister, I am daughter to the people of the sun. Western in my corner, memory lost by everyone. Seeking fortune or fame, but I'd settle for my name on these boats to get back home, to get back home, to get back home.
The Sun, Montreal's Ladies of the Canyon, from Diamond Heart on Warner. Ahead of them, Wisconsin-born John McCutcheon and the title track of his new album on Apple Songs, that's APPAL, Bucket List. He was joined on piano by John Carroll and on fiddle by Stuart Duncan. Beginning the set with The Way It Was Before, on their new recording, Family Reunion, the five-woman group formed in Boston, Della May. You're tuned to Radio CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal and on the World Wide Web at ckutfolk.com. Up next, Hat Check Girl, Terrence Martin, Nancy Griffith.
If I was a little girl once, I don't remember, no, no, I can't remember that. But I know there was a time when my grandma was alive and her house was as soft as an old felt hat. Grandma herself, of course, it did powdered and stockinged into an impressive dignity. She was the cornerstone on which my family balanced like a circus act, gave a sort of grace to our uncertainty. Under Graham's roof who was a world unto itself, with round corners where everything was pretty. I'd breathe in his sweet scent, was beyond my life's experience, his unchecked delight in femininity. What will I ever love better than the deep mysteries of your corner cupboard, under lock and key, in alluring secrecy? Those treasures spoke to me like a lover. Called Katie, and a man who worked the yard. He would be out there on his knees among the roses and the peonies. She lived there until it got too hard. They moved her away and they told her, lie down, be still. They meant for eternity, and she obeyed. She believed in heaven and the Holy Trinity. Oh, when the flowers bloom in the spring, Grandma's magnolia tree burst into teacups, all her best china and the birds will sing. Cup of tea, sugar, sugar, cheer up all.
Street that's named four-letter word, but so is gone. And I know some comets come back, but some just take too long. Like Columbus, dry docked on solid ground, waiting for love to prove that the world is round. I can feel this planet turn, so I'll curse the lesson and bless what I have learned. And if you need to find me, I'll be waiting here for you, living on a street that's named after someone I once knew.
banks of the Pontchartrain, Texan Nancy Griffith from The Last of the True Believers on New Rounder. Griffith died last month. Terence Martin before her with This House on Division Street. Beginning the set with Grandma's Best China on their album Goodbye Butterfield, Hatcheck Girl, Michigan's Annie Gallup and husband Peter Galway of Maine.
It takes a good dose of courage and perseverance to get through a pandemic.
True, but it also takes a good dose of patience, resilience, confidence, optimism, humor, and love. Not to mention a dose of determination, endurance, empathy, motivation, hope, and ingenuity.
But above all, it takes a second dose of vaccine.
A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
You're tuned to CKUT Radio, 90.3 FM in Montreal, and online at ckutfolk.com. I am Jerry Goodfriend bringing you Folk Directions pre-recorded. It's 10 o'clock. In the fifth set of today's show, Eamon O'Leary and Jefferson Hamer, Yael Wand, Sonny Terry, and Brownie McGee.
Plume in his helmet and a sword.